if it wasn't spooky enough out here already. The stories better be true. I don't want to come all the way out in the middle of the Forbidden Woods just to find out that there's no such thing as a... D-d-d-demon!
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
It's me, Adam. I'm told that you have the power to... bring things back. From the dead.
I do indeed. But you must be willing to give up something very precious in return.
Name your price.
Your very soul.
Okay, just give me a second here. And there's my soul.
Okay, everything seems to be in order. Tantir ah mistrobin hazarta. Tantir man of mis hazan sobar. Kanda. Kanda. Kanda.
Oh my god. You've done it. You've actually done it. It's back. And I sort of wish I hadn't traded my soul for it. Welcome to Fanfic Theater's Halloween Spooktacular. Spooktacular. We had a little contest here in the office to come up with the funniest name, and I won. Well, as you can see, I'm all dressed up in my costume and ready to do some trick-or-treating. And friends, tonight's story is straight-up treat. Supernatural Chick 85 brings the goods with her Nightmare Before Christmas tale. It's that time of year again. Don't be afraid. To enjoy.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's free.
The mayor of Halloween Town came out of his office and said,
"It that time of year again, where children dress up as scary things and scare people to death."
Yep, it was that time of year again, and everyone was excited for it. It was going to be the best one since the Christmas accident. They all loved the Christmas, though, with the toys and having milk and cookies. It was great, but scary people was what they all loved to do, because it makes everything inside them happy about. While everyone was excited for Halloween, one person wasn't really excited. Jack. Jack Skeleton was the one who didn't feel any excitement at all for this year Halloween, even though he loved. Something inside of him didn't feel right at all about it. He didn't know what it was, but he just felt it though. Jack sat up on top of the hill that he always goes and sat down on the ground looking at the sky with sad face. He'd been feeling a little blue for a couple of days now and keep wishing every night that it would just go away, but it never did. Everyone didn't really notice him being sad except for Sally, and that was it. But she never did manage to go up to him and ask him what his problem was until this very night. She followed him to the same exact hill where they sang together after saving Christmas that year. She walked up quietly behind him.
"Anything the matter, Jack?"
Huh? He turned around and saw her. He wasn't expecting to see her. It was more of a surprise for him.
"No, nothing really."
But Sally knew that he was lying about it, and could tell that he was lying as well. I feel that's an important distinction to make, you see. Her both knowing and being able to tell.
"Don't lie to me, Jack. I've seen you around town, all miserable and sad."
She pauses for a minute.
I just want to help you with whatever your problem is. That all, Jack.
Jack didn't answer her for the first 5 minutes. He just looked at the moon in the sky before deciding to answer her.
Whoa, sorry. I totally zoned out. I don't know what to do, Sal. I'm so confused about everything. I'm not what I want or who I am anymore.
He sighs before speaking again.
Before the whole Christmas accident happened, I still wasn't happy. And even while I did the whole Christmas thing and after it was over, I wasn't happy at all. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know who I am anymore, and all I got left is nothing.
All of what he just told Sally made her surprised. She was in love with him, of course, but hearing that from Jack made her surprised, because to her, Jack seemed to have everything, but she guessed that she was wrong about it then.
I know how you feel, Jack. I don't know who I am either. As far as I know, I'm just a stupid girl who can only coax and is a slave.
As usual, she pauses for a minute. Jack was about to say something, but she interrupted him.
I guess whenever I see you, you seem to have everything, while people like me have nothing and will have nothing.
Jack didn't know if she was telling the truth or just lying to make him feel better, but it didn't help. He walked over to Sally now.
I don't know if I told you this, but you have everything in my world.
She looked up at him as he spoke to her.
I don't see a stupid girl in you. I see more of a brave, strong girl who is willing to fight her way into anything and take chances on anything.
Him saying this made her blush a little bit. He walked a little closer to her and grabbed her arm. They stared into each other's eyes for a while now. It felt like days, but it wasn't. Obviously. As they stared at each other in the eyes, the two started to sing the same song that they sang after the Christmas accident. It was beautiful. Trust me, you would have loved to hear it. They sang it until it was over, and they were staring into the moon, holding hands before looking at each other. This was the only time Jack wasn't sad, when he was with Sally. Maybe she was the one that made him happy in his heart, because whenever he was around her, something inside him makes him feel so much better, and the same happens with Sally as well. Looking at each other in the eye, none of them knew which one should make the first move and kiss the other one first. The two never really did this before, so they don't know what to do about the first move. At this point, he couldn't take it anymore and made the first move and kissed Sally with his pressing onto hers now. They were both surprised by what Jack did, but enjoyed it, though.
Jack, kiss me again.
And with that, the two kissed all night. Not all night. They had to go back home, but Sally didn't want to, so she went back to Jack's house and stayed there with him for the night. And they fucked 4 times. It was truly a happy Halloween. If you catch my drift.